Good morning, a Friday morning. Back with us, Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, let's start with Aaron's Law. The governor signed this. Well, you tell us what it does.
Well, it will require schools to educate kids about signs of sexual abuse and how to deal with it. It's kind of piggybacking on the Child Victims Act that got passed this law this year as well by the legislature. It's been pushed for a number of years. It's just designed to raise awareness of child sex abuse among children in schools.
New York U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand this week drops out of the presidential race. She failed to qualify for the next debate.
Yeah, it wasn't a shocker. Gillibrand just never really caught on. I think she was hoping in the Me Too era that her candidacy would have a shot. It just didn't. She, in bowing out, she said it's important to know when it's not your time. Look, there were a number of issues. She was having trouble raising money, in part because she was one of the first people to call for Al Franken to resign from the Senate over potential sex abuse issues of women. So, you know, she dropped out, back to the Senate for her, and now there's still 10 who will be at the debate. One of the people who won't be at the debate in September but hasn't dropped out as of yet, Mayor Bill de Blasio from New York City.
All right. Well, from there, license plates, a big hullabaloo about the $25 charge for everyone who's going to need a new license plate that's over 10 years old, plus the $20 fee also in there, and a lot of people on both sides of the aisle not happy about these fees. The governor has fought back.
Exactly. The governor has taken a lot of heat from Democrats and Republicans, legislators, who feel this is a cash grab, that people are being nickeled and dimed to death in the state, and there was no reason to do this. The governor initially dug in, said, look, you know, this was something that David Paterson put in place. It never actually went into place, but he set it up, the up to $25 fee for new plates. He says that the new, tollless system on the throughway roads, they're not reading older plates, which no one knew was a problem and questioned if it's a problem. So on Thursday, his administration at least put out a statement saying it's willing to compromise. They're asking the lawmakers basically to come to the table and maybe have plates that are older than 10 years be inspected to see if they're still up to snuff, and then potentially have to get new ones if they're deemed not.
We're just about to hit the school year for most public school students in the state, and the issue is vaccinations. We now have the new law upheld by a judge at the Supreme Court.
Yeah, the legislature this year, in the wake of a measles outbreak that we hadn't seen in decades, they passed a law that basically threw out the religious exemption for vaccinations, that there was no longer an excuse not to send your kids to school unvaccinated. A group of people, including Robert F. Kennedy, had sued to overturn the law, saying it's unconstitutional, but a state Supreme Court judge threw out the lawsuit, saying that, no, it is indeed constitutional. So kids are going to need to be vaccinated if they're going to go to school next week.
Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, back with us. Ken, as always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.